one-on-one discipleship making, the secret of growth. The third brochure was about a conference on expository preaching for church growth. Eventually, he got so frustrated about what the key to growth was, he quit going to seminars. I don't blame him. I've often felt the same way. Each time he went to a conference, he'd be given a true but partial picture of what the church should be doing. It is simplistic and inaccurate to suggest that only one factor is the secret of church growth. There is no single key to church health and church growth. There are many keys. The church is not called to do one thing. It's called to do many things. That's why balance is so important. I tell my staff that the ninth beatitude is, "Blessed are the balanced, for they shall outlast everyone else." As Paul points out so vividly in 1 Corinthians 12, the body of Christ has many parts to it. It's not just a hand or a mouth or an eye. It is a system of interworking parts and organs. Actually, your body is made up of different systems: respiratory, circulatory, nervous, digestive, skeletal, and so forth. When all of these systems are in balance with each other, that is called health. Imbalance is illness. Likewise, balancing the five purposes of the church brings health to the body of Christ. Saddleback Church is organized around two simple concepts to ensure balance. We call them the circles of commitment and the life development process. These two concepts symbolize how we apply the five purposes of the church at Saddleback. The life development process, imagine a baseball diamond, illustrates what we do at Saddleback. The circles of commitment, five concentric circles, illustrates who we do it with. The baseball diamond represents a process for moving people from little or no commitment to deeper levels of commitment and maturity. The concentric circles represent a different level of commitment